Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I think prayer, the power of thought, is very important. And if you could, please send lots of love and light and pray for a friend of mine named Emily here in Seattle. She's had some health issues recently, and I know that your beautiful love, light, and positive energy will really help her. Denise Bartlett is one of the sponsors of this program, and she's a wonderful person who offers hot water healing and life coach sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. She creates customized water healing products with structured water and also has water workshops. Her website is www.highado.com. That's HIGHHADO.com. She's a certified HADO instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try some of her wonderful HADO water healing products. She will be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next week, and you'll be able to meet her in person. Her phone number, if you'd like to contact her, is 425-306-6316, or her email is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, dot Barrett, B as in boy, A-R-R-E, at highhado.com. Next, I'd like to mention, I mentioned this before on my show several weeks ago, but a wonderful professor named Dr. Giuseppe Vitellio is a theoretical physicist from the University of Salerno in Italy, and he's written up a wonderful petition to the United Nations to protect our air and water. It seems simple enough, but as we know, there's a lot of water pollution and air pollution here on the planet, and he's written up this wonderful petition that he believes that the right to clean air and water should be part of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. If you like, please sign his petition. That's on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And just look on the right side of the website, and you'll see a banner there as well. First off, before we go to my guests, I'd like to play a song, Eric, by Alex Nilla. She does wonderful music healing therapy. Her music transmits and expands consciousness. It's tuned at 432 hertz, and it creates a harmonic resonance, facilitating alignment in the body. If you could play her song, Break the Spell, for just a minute or two, Eric, and then we'll go on to my next guest. Really nice of you. I appreciate it. Her website is www.oxnilla.com. That's O-X-N as in Nancy, Y-L-I-A.com. Also, the next thing I'd like to play briefly is a short promo for my friend, good friend, Tom Palladino. He'll be giving a presentation on Monday, April 15, 2019, here in beautiful Bellevue, just above the post office. The address will be 12400 Southeast 38th Street, Suite 201. And if you'd like to go, please call to RSVP, area code 425-289-0188. Again, that's 425-289-0188. Tom is a scalar energy healer with 25 years experience in helping people with chronic pathogenic illnesses. And if we could play his promo now, and then we'll bring our guests in.
The Natural Choice Network invites you to our debut NCN Presents speaker series, starting with Tom Palladino talking about an introduction to scalar energy and remote healing with scalar energy, and Dr. June Smiju talking about quantum physics-based medicine. That starts this Monday, April 15th, from 6:30 to 9 at the Ames Center for Natural Healing in Factoria. Please call 425-289-0188 for a a reservation since space is limiting, and it's free. So please go to naturalchoice.net, and you'll see all the details on the event page, and hope to see you there.
I hope you can go to that. And next, I'd like to play Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension, just a minute or two to start our next segment. Well, friends, we're entering into the fifth dimension now. The Schumann Residence has recently gone to over 1,000 hertz in some parts of the planet Earth, and to give you a little perspective, for tens of thousands of years, the Schumann Residence or vibration of planet Earth was at 7.8 hertz until September 2016, when it doubled the 13.8 hertz. The frequency of love is 528 hertz. We're truly entering into a new age. I'd like to bring on Michiko Hayashi and Angela Light, who are in the San Juan Islands today.
Hello.
Oh, good. Hi, you're there. Okay, good, good. Michiko Hayashi is the head of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. She's got lots of things going on. I'll briefly go over a few of them. Tonight, she'll be giving a presentation on her wonderful work of Dr. Masaru Emoto at the Friday Harbor House in downtown Friday Harbor in the San Juan Islands from 7 to 8 p.m. And I think you'll have a meet and greet at Mike's restaurant nearby from 6 to 7. Is that correct?
Yes, that will be probably between 6 to 6:30 because I have to be at the venue at 6:30 to prepare everything for my presentation. It will be probably between 6 and 6:30.
Okay, great.
And I hope many people will be able to come.
Yeah. And if anybody in the area is interested in the work of Dr. Emoto and Michiko's work with the Emoto Project, please visit her. I think you'd really enjoy her presentation. The event is going to be very, very enlightening. She talks about love and gratitude and teaching this to the world's children in order to make a better planet and a better, happier world.
Thank you.
Your second event will be in Los Angeles on Sunday, April 7th, from about 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. The cost is just $10 per person. It'll be at a place called The Gateway, a portal for growth and wellness. The address is 1041 Venice Boulevard, Suite 202 on the second floor in Los Angeles, which actually stands for the City of Angels. And you'll be giving a presentation there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm looking forward to meeting everyone and spreading the message of water and love.
Wonderful.
And gratitude. Thank you.
Wonderful. And then finally, you'll be giving a presentation at my Galactic Wisdom Conference, I believe on Saturday morning, right after April 13th, right after the presentation by Professor Jerry Pollock, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists.
Mm-hmm.
I think you start at 11 or 11:30 in the morning.
Right. And that will be about, I think this year I'm going to talk about vibration instead of a message from water, because I have been talking about message from water during your conference this past 4 years. So this time I would like to focus on vibration, presentation that Dr. Emoto used to show to everyone. So that's
wonderful.
My first one. And the second one will be the focused on the Haddo machine.
Great. Now, briefly, I know we've talked about Haddo machines before, but the theory that Dr. Emoto had, he said that everything was Haddo, which is a Japanese word for vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So that if someone has cancer, for example, or depression, or let's say bad relations with people, If they adjust their hado correctly, if they correct their hado or vibration, they can remedy that. Is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
How I'm helping people right now. Yeah, this morning, in fact, I went to one of the people that has a problem, and then I just made his water and helping, because a lot of people don't really still understand that everything is vibration, and when it's not in balance, then that's how we start to have problem. And a lot of times that comes from our childhood or past life or parents' lineage and DNA and all that. But using this Hado machine that detects everything, so this will really help people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I've seen miracles happen with the Hado, including one lady last year, mm-hmm. who hadn't spoken to her daughter in like 25 or 30 years, mm-hmm. and you created this water, which helped correct her Hado or vibration, so she would have good relations with her daughter.
Right.
She drank the water, and I think 2 days later, her daughter called her for the first time in 25 or so years,
mm-hmm.
and she's had good relations with her daughter since that time.
Yeah.
So.
And today, I just got the phone call from the one of the women that I helped several days ago in Seattle.
Oh,
you took me to you, and
right.
She's feeling much better. And I was just so happy to hear
Candace,
it. So
wonderful!
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I'm
happy that
so
I can
glad.
Help. Yeah.
So I'm so glad, because it does help, and it really really does work. So
mm-hmm, it does.
Yeah, and you'll be giving Hado sessions during the conference.
Mm-hmm, during the conference, and maybe on the 15th as well.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And if anybody would like a Hado session, could you give out your email so people could contact you?
Yes, my email is Hayashi, Hayashi, at Hado, spelled H-A-D as Dawn, hado.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And your website, could you give that out to people,
it's
please?
www.emoto, spelled E-M-M, as Monday, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net.
Okay, wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful, wonderful,
right.
Mitchie.
Well,
thank you.
I look forward to meeting everyone, and I look forward to being in your conference too, Ted.
Wonderful.
Starting next week.
Starting next week, and you'll also have the beautiful children's books for people too, the Emoto Peace Project children's books.
I brought more than 100 children's books, so they are available.
Just $5 a piece, and
yeah,
they teach children around the world.
Right.
The beautiful message of love and gratitude. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Mitchie, for sharing that with my listeners today.
Angela, if you would like to interview her.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Hello, Ted. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come on, Angela. You have a long history of being a medium, and you also, when we met last, you gave me a soul kit of frankincense candles and other goodies here. And I've got my soul kit spray right now. I'm going to spray myself with some here.
Sacred
there we
spray,
go.
Yes.
Okay, good. What does frankincense do for people?
Well, frankincense and myrrh has a long history of just being a very sacred herb that's very protective and clearing and anti-inflammatory. And it really is, I find the combination of the two just perfect for any time you want to set up a sacred space for healing or meditation.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, Angela, could you tell us a little bit about your background? And you'll be at my conference next week, and you'll be there having a table, and I'm so happy you're coming.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am a mystic, an empath, an intuitive counselor. I have a healing studio space with for hands-on sessions up here in the San Juan Islands, and I also love to do long-distance sessions. The human potential movement has been my number one interest since I was a child, and I've devoted decades to the path of the seeker, earning certificates in Reiki and matrix energetics and basic mind-body medicine, and it studied gem therapy and herbs and healing diets and various forms of meditation for over 25 years. And now I really understand myself to be a modern shaman.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. And you have a website, too, that's www.bsoulwild.com. That's bsoulwild.com for people who can, you know, what need more information.
I'm so honored to work with this ancient shamanic practice from the Karo Nation. This energy medicine comes from a 40,000-year-old unbroken lineage, and through many trainings and initiation, it is literally living inside me now, and it's humbling to have received these highest initiations and offerings from this lineage, and so they transformed me, and it's with phenomenal gratitude that I look forward to sharing them with anyone who reaches out.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. You also live in probably one of the most beautiful places on this planet. And if people want to visit you, can they come up and visit you there in the San Juan Islands?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know that you're a wonderful healer and a medium, and you've also got a heart of gold too, who truly care about people and humanity. And for those interested in meeting Angela, she will be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next week from Friday to Sunday. And Friday's free. Even if you don't have any money, just come down anyway. You can meet all the presenters and speakers there on Friday, April 12th. And then if you'd like to come for the full conference, you can register at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And Angela, it's the conference itself is focused on several different things: galactic wisdom, which includes healing, spiritual healing, as well as enlightenment and expanding your consciousness, as well as life on other planets and UFOs, of course, and extraterrestrials. Angela, we've got a packed show today with lots of guests, but I want to give you the next couple of minutes to please tell people a little bit more about your work.
Oh, thank you. Yes, this tradition recognizes and is empowered by how deeply we are all connected to one another. That sacred interconnectedness is really celebrated, and that is what sort of heals us. We're connected to nature, to the cosmos. It really serves to deepen us into our soul's purpose. As most of you know, you're actually healing right now. I mean, our bodies are working to create homeostasis 24/7, and I'm passionate about being a part of anyone's healing journey. I believe in miracles because I've experienced them. Healed myself of a broken hand that needed surgery and an ankle that was disabled, but I healed that, and I love to help work with people so that just to be the catalyst for the change that they can create in their lives. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you're a fairly modest person, too, because I know you're an excellent psychic and medium, and you've done readings for me before, and you've always been very accurate, and I appreciate you so much for that.
Thank you. I don't consider myself a medium, but I, but you know, when it happens, it's very strong and it's very fun. Yes.
Well, as I said, you're very humble. You're very,
you.
Very, 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 very humble. And, that's what I like about you, but you also have a heart of gold too, and you genuinely are concerned about people, and you want to make this world a better place, and that's what I like about you.
I do. You know, my favorite thing from the Karo Nation is in Quechua, which is their native tongue, and it's Ayurami, and it means how are we. It's not just how are you today, but how are we, because we are all one.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What a beautiful thought. Well, for those interested in meeting Angela and Michiko, they will be at my Galactic Conference next week. And Angela, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your words of wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. All right, Angela.
See you next
week. All righty. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Our next guest, I'm giving my producer, Eric, a lot of work today. Eric, thank you so much for all your help. If we could try to reach Jason Armstrong, or Armistead on my show from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. We'll see if we can reach him. Jason's been in constant contact with Adama, who is hello, Jason?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Jason, how you doing today?
I'm well, yourself?
Oh, good. Just fine. Just fine. So good to talk to you. I was just telling people a little bit about you. You were with me on my trip to Mount Shasta last September, where you were Adama, the high priest of Telos, gave you a healing. And for the past, how many years you wore glasses, and then he gave you a healing when you were at Mount Shasta? And you basically threw your glasses away because you had perfect vision after that.
It's clear.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And Adama did the same thing for me, too. You'll be with me at my Galactic Wisdom Conference a week from today. And actually, you and I will be both giving a message from the Great Spirits, including Adama, a week from today, beginning at about 5 p.m. And I'm so happy you're coming. Jason, I really like your energy. And you always have good things to say from the other side in the Great Spirits.
It should be amazing.
Absolutely. We have a few minutes here. Would you, if you don't mind, bringing in Adama? And I'd love to hear, my listeners would love to hear some words of wisdom from him.
Certainly, let me just tune in and focus a bit.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time.
Good day, beloved being.
Hello, Adama. Thank you so much for coming on my show. We really appreciate it.
Shall I just dive in, or do you have a question?
Yes, I guess I do have a question. On behalf of all my listeners around the world, I guess I've asked this before, but it's always it's a question worth repeating. How can each of us individually help in the ascension of the planet and make this world a better place?
Each one of us can focus on the positive, focus on where we want to be, not what's going on. But what is going on, the darkness that has been raised into the surface, has always been there. Just that now humanity is seeing it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Do not focus on that. Instead, focus on what you want, positive changes that you want. Also, if any message causes confusion, fear, or doubt, it's coming from a place of darkness. For all messages from the higher realms are always positive, where one is going. Shall I continue?
Yes, please. Go right ahead. Yes, please.
And we were seeing darkness coming up. Observe it. In neutral. And release it. Do not become part of it. For then be part of your reality. A lot of beings who are not grounded or not doing inner work are showing signs of unbalance. So we must not participate in that. Just observe. And send positive thoughts to all. Because when one puts out positive thoughts, it goes to all across the earth. And also, in the spiritual community, people will have different opinions. You must be able to respect others' opinions, even if you don't agree with it. Respect it and work together. Do you have another question?
What do you see happening this year around the world?
Great change.
Okay.
For now, the energy is coming through. We've been manifesting on the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not be what anyone's expecting.
Okay.
Be open to all possibilities.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Adama and Jason, thank you so much for coming on my show today. Your words of wisdom are so greatly appreciated, and we really appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much for this wisdom. We really appreciate it.
Indeed. My pleasure.
Okay. All right, my friend. We're all looking forward to seeing you and meeting you again in Mount Shasta in July and September.
Should be fun.
Absolutely. And if I may ask quickly, will there be more miracle healings there as well?
He's left, but he's saying yes.
Okay, wonderful.
If one's open to it, you have to be open.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming on my show today. Jason will be with me here at my Galactic Wisdom Conference 1 week from today. On Friday, April 12th, we'll both be giving a presentation at 5 p.m., and it's free. And I hope you can come down and meet Jason. He's a wonderful fellow. And Jason, please say hello to your family for me. And again, thank you so much for coming on today and giving these beautiful messages.
Thank you. It's been fun.
All right, Jason. Have a wonderful day, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. My next guest is Dr. Todd Humphrey. He's a fantastic natural, not available. Okay. Let's... I'm sorry. Oh, 4 minutes. Okay. Let's call Eric Rains. He's a healer. He needs 4 minutes. Okay. Let's try Billy and Billy Woodard and Zora. We'll see if Billy's available. Okay, well, we'll bring on Billy. And in the meantime, Carolyn, I have another wonderful psychic and medium here, an aura reader named Carolyn White. Carolyn, say a few words, please, to my audience. You'll be here next week.
Good afternoon, everyone, and love to everybody. Yes, Jerry and I will be at the conference next week. We'll be doing aura and chakra photos with intuitive insights, and there's lots of information that you can receive by just seeing what your energy is look like, getting the inner wellness checkup. And our website is... ChakraCoach.me. That's www.chakracoach.me. And we all love to see you there. And I'll tell you, the conference, it's just, their energy is just so awesome there. In the last 4 years, people have left there just on a really good high vibration and taking a lot of information with them, a lot of healing, a lot of transformation. And that's all important because everybody on this planet, we're all responsible for the vibration and the energy of ascension. And the thing is that it's up to each one of us to raise our vibration, because collectively, we can make this planet a much better place, a healthier place, a more beautiful place. But it's up to each one of us individually.
Thank you, Carolyn, for those beautiful words of wisdom. I always love your work, your coming on the show and being at my conference. So Friday's free again on Friday, April 12th. So if you're free, come on down. You can meet all the vendors and speakers. Erica, is there someone else available? Billy, wonderful. Billy, how are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Oh, good. It's so good to talk to you. So good to talk to you. Billy's had a very interesting life and a very interesting history. First off, he's not from this surface part of the earth. He's actually from the hollow earth. And he also channels his father and gives messages too. His father's name Zora, a wonderful man. And when he channels his father, Billy's soul switches places with his father, who's in the hollow earth. And Zora comes into Billy's body, and Billy goes goes into Zora's body. And I think once when you did that, you went swimming with the dolphins or something. you had a good time, actually. You had a little vacation when you switched out with your dad. Billy will be giving a presentation at my conference on Sunday, April 14th, and. Billy, you always have wonderful messages to give, and tell us, I know there's a lot of things going on. We've got about 10 minutes or so, but please tell us what you see happening in the world right now.
Well, the main thing that's happening right now is the RV,
okay.
Returns to Reset.
Uh-huh.
And that's happening as we speak. We're due to get the 800 numbers sometime this weekend.
Okay.
So that's what we're waiting on now. And then, of course, then that's when all the fun starts.
Well, that'll sure change things, won't it? That'll sure change things. Now, the RV, people, I've mentioned this, the RV to people before, they look at me like I'm from another planet. What does RV mean? That's the currency reset, is that right?
Yeah, revaluation of global currencies.
I see. Okay.
And
okay.
That's in the process of rolling out right now. One of the key points before it come out was that Trump was going to shut down certain strategic points of the border, south border. And he's in the process of doing that right now as we speak. He has 2,000 troops down there in the key locations to monitor drug trafficking and stuff like that.
Interesting.
So, and then after that goes off, then we're supposed to receive the 800 numbers. So that's what we're waiting for notification of right now.
Now, if I could ask a dumb question, Billy, the 800 numbers.
Question. No question is dumb. only question that's dumb is one that's not asked.
Okay. All right. Thank you for explaining that. That's just an expression. But the 800 numbers, those are the numbers people call to turn in their currencies to get them reevaluated. Is that correct?
It's the number that they will be calling to get an appointment to go in to exchange.
Oh, I
after,
see.
And then after they've done that, after they've done their exchange, then they can set up future appointments at a later date to go over their humanitarian project and everything that they have planned for humanity that's going to better the humankind. And that's what this is all about. It's a blessing from the galactics, basically. To the people of the earth, to the light workers of the earth, to be able to fund their project, their humanitarian project, to change the face of the planet.
Wow, that's wonderful. I know many people have been waiting this for a long time, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Long time.
They sure have. We're scheduled to get the 800 numbers between now and Monday, so it could go as early as tonight, the word was that the 800 numbers could have come out last night, or after midnight, and if they have, we're not aware of it yet because we haven't got notification yet. Mm-hmm. But there are exchanges, there are private exchanges going on right now that didn't have to do with 800 numbers. They were just simply called in by their banks, and the banks are exchanging them.
Fascinating.
And of course, several people that have exchanged, they had to sign an NDA, so they can't disclose any information.
Sure. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left, Billy, and I apologize for the shortness of time because I'm trying to get in as many people as possible on today's show. But what else do you see happening this year on the short term, medium and short term?
Say that again.
What else do you see happening for short and medium term here in the world happening this year, maybe a few years out?
This year, I would say we're looking forward to after the RV goes. Then we'll be looking forward to the galactic disclosure.
Mm.
And that will be where the Ashtar Command, Sananda, and a few others will be announcing the presence of the Galactic Federation to the entire world.
Wow. Now, that'll be wonderful, because I know many people have been waiting for such a disclosure for many, many years. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. How about the end of chemtrails? Will that be happening soon?
The end of chemtrails should be happening any day now. We haven't, here in Reno, we haven't seen any chemtrails. We've seen contrails, but no chemtrails.
Wow.
Because remember,
amazing.
Chemtrails are not, they're kind of a cream color or
right.
an off-white.
Right.
Whereas contrails are solid white.
Ah, okay.
So
interesting.
There is a difference.
Sure.
So when you see lines going across the sky, if they're solid white, those are contrails. That's just dispensing fuel.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that's good news, Billy. My goodness. If people around the world are observing chemtrails, please. Yep.
This is Ted. Oh. This is Ted already, dear.
Yeah, this is Ted. Yeah, I've got my ID here if you'd like to see it.
No,
this isn't an imposter
ID.
Or anything.
We don't need to see your ID. No. Yeah, James came over here and said, you need to get off because Ted's going to call. I said, this is Ted.
Yeah. That's funny. We've got a few minutes left. Would your dad like to come in and say hello to my audience today?
I'm sure I can bring him through.
Okay, just a few minutes here.
Okay. And how are you, beloved God?
Zora, you always say the nicest things and always uplift my spirits. Thank you so much for coming on today. I'm fine. It's so good to hear your voice.
Indeed. How be you this day?
Oh, I'm fine. We're having my Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend, and I can't wait for you to give a presentation there. There's so many exciting things happening now about Galactic disclosure, the RV, the currency reevaluation, and I can't wait, Zora, until the day that our frequencies are even higher here on the surface, and people from the Hollow Earth can also walk among us here on the surface.
Oh yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be coming the Hollow Earthians coming up to the surface. That will come after disclosure.
Ah.
And not before.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Lemurians, or the Agartans, I should say. The Agartans mm-hmm. from the city of Agartha in the crust of the planet, they will also be coming to the surface and giving their giving out some of their technology to the surface of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They will be giving out things that will clean up the atmosphere in a matter of seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And so all the pollution by chemtrails, for example, the aluminum that's been dumped, that will be able to be cleaned up, Zora?
Indeed. It will be neutralized in an instant.
And I know that you've been cleaning up, and as well as the Galactics have been cleaning up the pollution radiation from Fukushima, but I assume they'll be able to help with the actual radioactive site in Japan as well with Fukushima?
We have what is called an elusive aeroship that is stationed directly above Fukushima and that is in the process of clearing and cleaning the entire area, vacuuming up all of the radiation and also out of the oceans as well. And we also have square boxes that are had been placed along the coastline about 6 feet apart. Now, of course, now they are under the sand. They are not visible, but they're still there, and they are cleansing the oceans.
On behalf of everyone listening today, Zora, thank you so much for telling us that. I always enjoy talking to you, Zora, because you're not doom and gloom. You always have good, positive information to share.
Indeed. I want to share another little bit of information with you.
Sure.
You have had many people who have sent out doom and gloom messages about polar shift, about
right.
what is called a magnetic pole shift is common, but an actual polar shift where the axis is flipped over, that mm-hmm. is not going to occur.
Okay.
I will tell you why. Because the Galactic Federation has several vessels, very large ones, that are stationed on the four sides of the planet, north, south, east, and west, that are keeping the planet stable, and it will not flip.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Another thing that is going to occur, that mm-hmm. when you have what you call the expansion of planet Earth, what will take place there is instead of land masses shrinking, they will get bigger.
Such really?
As, when you get to 100 miles east of Virginia Beach, Virginia, will mm-hmm. be 100 miles of land coming up from the ocean. And on the west coast, the same. On the southern shores, the same. Or off of the coasts of South America, Africa, and other countries, they will gain more land, not diminish in size.
Oh, that'll be amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What will diminish in size will be the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The
wow.
oceans will become less massive.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hawaiian Islands are going to get more islands.
Really?
What is called the California coastline, that everyone is in fear of tsunamis and things of that nature.
Right.
They are also going to gain more land.
Well, with the price of real estate in California, that's amazing. That's good, though. That's good. Amazing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that.
So you're not going to have what is called a flooding of the continent.
Okay. Okay.
That is old timeline.
Okay.
We're in a new timeline.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Well, Zora, I can't wait to hear you speak at my conference next weekend. And I want to thank both you and Billy and Jane for so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it. And all my listeners appreciate your wisdom.
We will be streaming on Skype.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sunday, the April 14th. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Zora and Billy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Jane.
Indeed.
Okay. All right, my friends. Your website, is that www.zoraapolloearth.com? Is that correct?
http://zoraapolloearth.com.
Is that one R or two R's, Billy?
Z-O-R-R-A. You're not
okay,
calling
great.
Zorro.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay, good. Good. All right. Zora, Billy, and Jane, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you both have a beautiful day, and I'm looking forward to having you speak at my conference next weekend.
Indeed.
All right, my friends. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for coming on. Farewell, Zora. Farewell, Billy. Bye-bye, Jane. Thank you so much. My next guest is Dr. Todd Humphreys. He's a fantastic naturopathic doctor. Eric. Okay. Eric, good. Hi, Eric. You're an incredibly talented energy healer who removes negative implants, and you'll be in person at my 5th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference next week. Eric, how are you doing today?
I am doing quite well. Thank you for having me on, Ted.
Oh, good. It's always good to talk to you. I'm just trying to fit in as many people as I can. What kind of work do you do, Eric? And just to give people a brief overview of what kind of services you provide.
Oh, geez, brief. So pretty much what I do is I teach people how to bypass the language barriers in the mind to access the sensation language inside of the body. And inside of this body language, you can start to understand how to create sensations of what you want to experience and feel inside of your body that include healing and pretty much miraculous results that medical science says isn't really possible. And so not only do I teach people how to do this, I also do this work for people, which includes removing negative implants, entities, but it's been going quite a bit deeper than the surface levels. It's a really interesting line of work I figured out here.
Well, I know back in August 2015, when I met you at Mount Shasta, you did incredible work for me. You removed some negative implants that I had, both in myself and my cat Fluffy, and I've experienced a world of difference since then, Eric, and I really appreciate and thank you so much for doing that for me back then.
It's my honor. I'm here.
Do you still remove negative implants as well?
Yes, sir, I do. Not only that, I really have been called to teaching people how to do this more than anything, because this is hands down the reason why the world is the way that it is. You know, there is more doom and gloom and death and destruction on this planet than anything, specifically because those types of emotions that are created from those events are food for negative parasitical entities that aren't connected into source, that don't have their own life. And out those reasons, and we clean them out, and we cleanse the genetic ancestry, the DNA lineage, and the karmic connections, we actually free the planetary sphere from the density that it's in. And as we heal ourselves, we heal the genetic line, we heal those who came before us, and it ends up creating a cascading effect that is leading into these energies that are opening up the doorways for disclosure, that are opening up the doorways for these energetic waves that are opening up new asleep levels of the population into these energy realms, and we're getting more people to start activating on these levels. So it's a very exciting time to be alive right now.
Well, I'm so grateful. I know you, Eric. You do fantastic work. You'll be speaking actually on, I believe it's Sunday, April 14th, in person. And Eric's got a heart of gold. He's genuinely interested in humanity and genuinely interested in helping people too. Could you, Eric, if you don't mind, we don't have much time left, but could you give out your website or how people could contact you too?
Yeah, definitely. So just go to www.unleashingnaturalhumanity.com. And there's a contact form on there at the very bottom, and there's a pop-up that has a subscription as well as an email that you could talk to me directly at.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Eric, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it, and thank you for coming to my conference. For those interested in meeting Eric, he'll be here, of course, on Friday, April 12th, Saturday, April 13th, and Sunday, April 14th. You can come to the whole conference for $125, but Friday, April 12th is a free day. So if you'd like to come on Friday the 12th, please come down and you'll be able to meet Eric in person. And Eric, thank you so much again for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Ted. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, my friend. You take care. You take care. I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
You as well. Bye-bye, Ted.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. With that, we'll try to reach Dr. Todd Humphrey. I hope he's there. He's a fantastic naturopathic doctor. He lives up in Marysville, Washington, north of Everett, Washington, north of Seattle. And I really like Dr. Todd, as he likes to be called, because he's got a heart of gold and he's genuinely interested in helping people. Dr. Todd, are you there? Okay, well, that's all right then. Let's bring in... Let me see who we can bring in. 3 minutes, okay? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to talk now. We've had these incredible people as part of the as coming in today with the for the conference. Angela Light, Michiko Hayashi, Jason Armstrong, Eric Raines, and Billy Woodward, channeling his father. They're all healers. The main emphasis of the conference is on healing as well as UFOs. We'll be having Tony Rodriguez giving a presentation as well. Tony is spent 20 years in the secret space program and genuinely cares about humanity. We'll also be having, I haven't mentioned his name much, but Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington. He actually, Jerry is one of the world's most famous water scientists, and he'll be giving a keynote speech to start the conference off at about 9:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, April 13th. Professor Pollack discovered what he calls the fourth phase of water. In addition to water being liquid, gaseous, and a solid form in ice, he also discovered a fourth phase of water, what he calls EZ water, that can be used for memory. There are some scientists working on this now. I've been working with them to create a water-based computer. Water-based computers were used during the Atlantean times, and I was told by one of my guests several years ago, a gentleman named Matias Di Stefano, hope I pronounced that correctly, a wonderful young man from Argentina, who has detailed vivid memories of living in Atlantis 15,000 years ago. And he said that when Atlantis imploded upon itself 12,500 years ago, their water-based computers, of course, went into the Atlantic Ocean. And he said that one day, scientists here will be able to take a glass of water from the Atlantic and retrieve the information about Atlantis from those ancient times. Won't that be amazing? He also said that we would be able to, at some point in the future, take a glass of water or some water from the Mediterranean around Egypt and analyze that, and also decipher and obtain all the books in the Library of Alexandria from that as well. We're living in exciting times, friends. We're on the verge of a beautiful new age where there will be no war, no conflict, and a longevity like we haven't ever seen before. President Kennedy has told me that we were headed for this beautiful new golden age when he was president during the early 60s. Unfortunately, his assassination stopped those efforts short. But because he tells me it's the destiny of planet Earth to become a beautiful place, we are headed on that path now. And I'm pleased to tell you that so many people are making the right choices now to make this Earth a better planet, that there will be no war in the future and a really beautiful future for our children and children's children. With that, friends, I hope you have a beautiful and happy day, and I hope you can come to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. Will be 1 week from today. Take care, everyone. I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.